And this segment of the program, we have the folks from the National Association of Health Services Executives. And what's that? That acronym is that NASI?
NASI, yes.
NASI. Okay, that's interesting. Okay, our guests are Michael. Millie. That's funny. Willie Payton Jr. He's the president, and he's also the acting DRC manager of the Michael E. DeBakey VA Medical Center, and also Taysa Wood. She's the parliamentarian of NACI and a senior management analyst at MD Anderson Cancer Center. Good morning and welcome to you both to Magic 102.1 and Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning.
Yeah, y'all got some high confluting positions over there. Let's see. What's DRC manager?
The Diagnostic Referral Center.
Okay. So folks come over and you see some funny stuff on the X-ray and you say, I better send you over here?
No, not at all. Locally, okay. We manage for our region all of the specialty care within Vision 16 for the Department of Veteran Affairs. So anywhere between Louisiana, Mississippi, Alexandria, we take all the specialty clinic patients and provide services here in Houston at the Michael E. DeBakey VA Medical Center.
Okay, so they send them to you?
We do.
Oh, so you're the specialist over here. Okay, well, that sounds great. And Ms. Woods, what do you do as a senior management analyst?
Essentially, I work in perioperative services as an operations analyst. And that entails many different things.
So we'll worry
with the details.
So the DeBakey Medical Center, they're pretty busy these days, huh?
Most definitely, especially welcoming home our new veterans.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's talk about the National Association of Health Services Executives. Exactly what is that?
Okay, so our footprint can be traced back to as early as the 1930s, but NASI was founded in 1968. We announced our president as Mr. Everett V. Fox at that time. Mm-hmm. But the goal of the organization is to elevate the quality of health services rendered to minority and underserved communities since its inception. Since then, we've been working to improve the availability and ability to offer healthcare services to the underserved and lower risk minority communities.
Now, how do you do that?
So our organization stands on a platform of providing education as well as training and business networking to provide our administrators and our members with those tools necessary to go back to their individual communities across the nation and provide those services.
Okay, so it's primarily for your members. They're more or less the cadre that's carrying all the good news for it. Okay, so how does one become a member of NACI? I'm just interested, because I may want to join that. That sounds like some good stuff.
Basically, you just apply and pay your dues.
Oh, okay. So do I have to be working in the field?
Well, you get the most benefit if you are in the field, but I don't think we would exclude you based on you not necessarily working in the field. But it's basically, you can help us in other ways.
Sure.
Or help the community in other ways, not necessarily at the hospital level, but... Yeah.
Right. Now, how many members do you have?
Locally, we have about 45 members in our current Houston chapter.
Okay. And so you're in all states?
For the most part.
22 chapters across the country.
Okay. So we want people to know about the National Association of Health Services Executives. I'm sure there are a lot of executives who need to know more about your organization. Okay. So at the outset, what's your website so we can, maybe they're at home and they want to go and Google you and get online and see get some information about you while we're sitting here talking.
It's www.nahse.org.
Okay. One more time.
www.nahse.org.
Okay, now the folks down at the City Hall and the Visitors and Convention Bureau, they're very happy that you decided to bring your convention to town, and we're happy too because you're bringing money to town. So we just want to thank you for that. But now, tell us about your conference. It's here in Houston this year, and what is the conference's theme?
So this year, our conference, the 27th Annual Education Conference, is going to be scheduled from October 10th through the 13th. And the theme this year is Navigating the Healthcare Destiny. And what we hope to do across the week is equip our members with the tools to anticipate, understand, and adapt to the ever-changing face of healthcare.
Okay. Anticipate, understand, and adapt the ever-changing changing faces? Now, when we talk about faces, are we talking about the people that are coming before them, or are we talking about the economic climate and the political climate that you're dealing with?
That statement is all-inclusive. For those of you who are involved in healthcare, you know it's changing just about every day. Mm-hmm. If you're working in the industry, and even as you've been outside the industry, you can see how health services has changed just in the last three decades.
Yeah. There was a time you could afford it, and now you can't. No, but seriously, the Affordable Care Act, we've been hearing about that for the last year or so. Will your conference address issues relating to the Affordable Care Act?
Yes, we actually will have a public policy forum on Friday, which will be moderated and have three panelists, and participants will have a chance to ask questions, and also I'm sure there will be some formulated questions where the moderator will ask the panelists to address those things as well. So I'm sure that we will encompass not just the Affordable Care Act, but other things as well.
Okay. Now,
relating to legislation.
How about, now, are there any particular industry sponsors that you have locally that are participating? Obviously, MD Anderson is probably involved, right? I know you were able to twist their arm, right?
I refrain from commenting on that. But we actually do have quite a few sponsors. I have the list here in front of me. It's numerous.
I understand.
So I could tell you our major sponsors.
No. Okay. Well, yeah, we're just trying to see the industry support, and that's good because you know we want our public and your public to know the importance of this event and the fact that and why they should know more about it. Now, how many people are you expecting to participate in this conference?
Right now, we're expecting just about 415 registered attendees.
Okay, and you'll probably have some walk-ins and so forth.
We hope so, Houston. I hope you come out and join and participate in the conference.
Yeah, you got a lot of hospitals here. Yeah, a lot of folks in all the
Texas Medical Center.
Yes,
absolutely.
One of the greatest in the nation.
Yeah. And how about students? Do you have any colleges with students and being involved?
Oh, so, yeah, we actually have the Everett V. Fox Student Case Competition, which is one of our major events. This is our 17th annual case competition, which is held over 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
There are three different rounds of competition where the students present a unique case study to judges. And once they go through their preliminary, semifinal, and final rounds, they determine first through fifth place winners.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, now... now that we've got that kind of information out of the way and everybody know about NACI and everything, let's talk about the most important part. The keynote speaker will be our CEO, Kathy Hughes.
Yes, sir.
And tell us about why you selected her to be your conference keynote.
Well, Ms. Hughes is very prominent in the in industry as a whole, and she's very well known, and she's very passionate about different activities related to minorities and getting fair treatment and everything. So I imagine that's probably why they chose Ms. Hughes to be one of our keynote speakers.
And obviously, she's very successful building this Radio One from the ground up. What's about 30, 40 years ago? And when she got started, in Washington, D.C., and she's been obviously on the cutting edge of progress. So we're the largest Black-owned chain in the country. We've got about 54 stations right about now. And obviously, she'll bring some very interesting concepts. Now, is she going to be talking about business in general, or what do you think the theme of her presentation will be?
Well, I tried to get the topic of our conversation before I came onto the show, but as of today, I didn't know what her topic would be, but okay. I imagine that she'll probably put some kind of healthcare spin onto, her success as a businesswoman.
Okay. Now, who else is going to be on the panel?
So our other keynote speakers are Dr. Eduardo Sanchez. He is the Vice President and Chief Medical Officer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Texas. And he will address us at our opening session on Thursday morning. And our other keynote speaker is Dr. Julianne Malvo. And she's a past president of Bennett College, and she'll be our keynote speaker at our president's luncheon on Thursday afternoon.
Okay, now this is going to expand how many days?
October 10th through the 13th.
10, 11, 12, 13. Okay. Yes. Okay, all right. That's pretty good.
The entire week, essentially.
Okay, what are some of the activities, other activities surrounding the conference?
Well, we have concurrent workshops starting on Wednesday and going all the way through Thursday, through Friday. And they'll cover various healthcare topics, such as community health initiatives and career navigation, information technology, workforce engagement and strategy. And as I mentioned, the public policy forum will be held on Friday. And the topic for that is globalized healthcare, improving patient engagement through collaborative efforts among stakeholders.
And I see you got, here's a session that looks interesting to me, health and wellness cooking demonstration.
Yes, we have that every year as well, sir.
Yeah. So what does that just help you to cook to stay well? Or?
Yes, and wellness as a whole is, people always think about it as weight loss, but it also can be to reduce comorbidities such as diabetes and high blood pressure and things like that, mm-hmm. to just be well as a whole in person.
Or maybe just staying well, not getting sick in the first place.
Yes, and we also have two other wellness activities. One of them is our yoga, which I think will be Thursday morning, and then we have a Zumba challenge also.
Oh.
Yes, sir. So.
Wow. That's interesting. Yoga and Zumba.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, NASI invests in our members and our participants' mind as well as their bodies.
Wow, okay.
Physical wellness.
And then the mentoring program. Tell us more about the mentoring program.
So every year we try to pair students along with executives, whether they're mid-careers or they're senior-level executives, with one another so they can begin that bonding and that mentoring to gain those skills necessary to move up in those ranks and reach their goals as hospital administrators. So what we're going to be doing this year is taking a note from all the students as well as the early careers who are interested in gaining a mentor and pairing them with those individuals right here at the conference.
Okay, what was that? Careerist.
Early careers.
Yeah, let me write that down. Careerist. Okay. Interesting word. Okay.
But I did want to also talk about another event we're hosting. A very early Saturday morning, we're going to get up. And what NASI always tries to do every year, whenever we go to a different city, is leave our footprint there. What we're going to be doing Saturday morning is going to the Wesley Community Center and doing some different things around landscaping as well as doing some painting to kind of improve the look of it. And it's going to be a great partnership, a great opportunity to get out and serve your local community. So if you are available, I think we're leaving the hotel around 7 a.m.
We
should get there about 8 and spend the morning there revitalizing the campus.
Okay. Well, I know this lady down the street, her house needs paint. Okay, well, that's good. Okay, I mean that's great that you're doing that. I mean, I think it's important, obviously, to give back to the community, and I think that's a good way to share that concept with your mentees, for sure. Okay, we got student networking. Let's see what else is going on. Okay, we got the case competition briefing, healthcare professionals forum. That's the young folks, and then what's the president meet and greet? I guess you have state presidents or chapter presidents.
That's where our national president holds a meet and greet for everyone to come and network with, not just each other, but with her as well.
So, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. What about the golf tournament?
Oh, yes, sir. So our golf tournament, we hold a golf tournament every year. And this year it will be held out at the Southwick Golf Club in Pearland.
Okay.
So far we have 21 players, but it's not too late. So if you want to sign up, please come to the Hyatt, and we'll be happy to sign you up and get you on a team and take you out to Southwick and tee off.
Okay. I mean, well, how many teams are going to be? I mean, what's the grand prize? Got some big money or what? I mean, Tiger Woods going to be there?
Oh, we've got all type of gifts and opportunities.
Yes.
But that's great. It's good. Yeah. A lot of business is taken care of on the golf course. A good way to, of course, network also. So, okay, well, very good. I think this is very good. This is your first time. Is this your first time in Houston?
It's our second.
Second conference. Okay. Okay. This is your 27th, the 27th annual educational conference. And shucks, any final thoughts or information you'd like to convey to our audience?
Well, the one thing I did want to share is for those of you who have been watching the news and been preparing yourself for healthcare reform, you saw in June based on the Wall Street Journal that it's almost 20% of our gross domestic product. Healthcare is a big deal. This is an opportunity if you work in that industry, if you have a key area and you want to share your thoughts, you want to learn more about it as well. This is an opportunity to do so. So, like you said, we'll be at the Higher Regency, the National Association of Health Service Executives, October 10th to the 13th. And we've got a bevy of opportunity for workshops and opportunities for you to learn.
You know, one thing that stays on my head is what are we going to do about changing the mindset of the public whereby living a healthy lifestyle becomes more important than just satisfying this imaginary hunger that we have? Where we're always, you know, you got to find the need to, you know, to consume. You know, I mean, staying healthy should be the goal, mm-hmm. ideally. And maybe if we can find a way to change that mindset, we'll put the doctors out of business. Wouldn't that be great? Put all the doctors out of business.
Yeah. As long as everybody was healthy. It's all about preemptive care and taking control of your life. It is your life at stake and it's your health. Take an active role in it is important.
Yes, and education is definitely the key.
Yeah, education is information. Miss Hughes had a information is she had a saying. She stressed the importance of information. Information is got to be armed with information in order to be successful in any endeavor in life. Anyway, thank you very much for being a part of the program. I hope that we've sufficiently conveyed the importance of your organization, the National Association of Health Service Executives, to our listening audience. And hopefully those of you who are in the healthcare field will get more information and participate in this important conference next week. And of course, to come out and hear our chairman of the board, Kathy Hughes, as she speaks to the organization. Thank you so much, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And once again, just give that website.
www.nahse.org.
Okay, and that phone number one more time. Phone number? Oh, you don't have a local phone number? Oh, you don't have it? You have an 800 number?
We don't have a local phone number, okay. But if you'd like to get involved locally, we do have a Facebook page. It's NAHSE Houston, NAHSE Houston, as well as a Twitter. It's the same thing, NAHSE Houston, and we've got a group on LinkedIn.
Okay, thank you so much once again for being a part of Magic 102.1 on Sunday Morning Live, Houston's R&B station. We're streaming at myhoustonmagic.com.